I don't know. I'm sorry, Lisa. I did a mistake. Can you give me your number one more time? I disconnected by mistake.
Let me text you.
Yeah,
let
sure.
me
That would
your
be great.
mind. That'll be easier for you to, you know, save. Your cell number is
Yeah.
the one that I'm talking to you on?
Yeah, 458-255-4015.
Got it. Just give me a moment. I'm going to place you on a brief hold, okay?
Sure.
Thank you very much for being online, Samantha. I have sent you a screenshot
you.
From my end. Please check.
Yeah, I got it. Well, that's what I did. Now, come on, Lord. Let me also show you like how what I did.
Okay.
So now, well, come on, Lord. Sent you a text message. Yeah. I sent you something, Lisa. This is what. Can you just take a look at it, Anya?
Yeah, let me check. Okay, I see that. When you click on Welcome on Board, what does it show you?
Yeah. So when I click on that, it shows me. Yeah, show me if I sent you something.
Okay, I see you've sent me something. Let me look at that.
Yeah.
Okay, this attachment is not opening for some reason. Just give me a moment.
No problem. I don't know how this thing.
Okay, Samantha, do you see an option for more right on top next to activity?
Yeah, I do have. See that? And
okay.
There I go to inbox?
Yes. Go to inbox, and then I'm sharing with you a screenshot again. Once you go to inbox, then click on Welcome on Board.
Okay, sure. There you go. I see that.
Okay, I've shared with you the screenshot of the interface that you should see, you know, once you click on Welcome on Board. Please check and confirm if this is exactly what you see.
Yes, that's what I saw. And I also opened that and it shows no book writing, ghost writing services questionnaire.
Yes. So there are two things. First of all, you will need to download the attachment that is there. Secondly, this will be the only page or the only option that we'll be using on this portal, all right? Not to complicate anything. If you are sending us something, you just need to go to the add reply option that's at the bottom. Do you see that option now?
Okay. Yeah, I do see that now.
Yeah. So once you click on that, it's simple, like the emails, you know, you get a Dropbox to type a message, and then right at the bottom, you can attach your files, all right? Now, the second thing that I want to tell you, download this attachment. Once you click on the attachment or once you click on the three dots, you'll get the option to download it. Download it, save it on your computer. Fill it out and then re-upload it by going to the add reply option. You with me?
Sure, I can do that.
Okay, perfect. Second thing, I will need you to upload your manuscript, the one that you are currently working on or the one you feel is good to go. If there are any additional revisions or anything like that, you can type out a note for the team in regards to the specific instructions. And the first thing that we'll be doing, Samantha, is that we'll be creating an outline for the book. Before we start with the chapter writing, we'll create an outline first. Once you approve the outline, only then we'll initiate with the chapter writing, okay?
Sure, that works, Lisa. But you know what happened, just to let you know, like I've given them something, they have given me something, so everything is scattered. I put it in a zip file and I sent it to Ryan. So should I just upload the same thing there?
Yeah, of course.
Because upload it's not one file. That's what I'm trying. Yeah.
That makes sense. Send all the files to me. I'm going to skim through them with the team. We'll try to make sense of it just in case if there are any confusions or problems, we're going to get back to you.
Okay.
But on a safer hand, just fill out the brief form that is attached, okay?
The form which I downloaded now?
Yes, the Word file. Notebook writing, ghost writing, brief form.
Yeah, I will do that. I will upload that. And then I will upload the zip file which I sent to Ryan yesterday along with that.
Yes.
Another two attachments, I will send it.
Perfect.
And as I said, whatever they have written is totally scattered, but just for an idea, then we can get started.
Okay. That sounds good to me. Let me work on sorting the files first, and then we'll move forward from there. Sounds like a plan?
Yeah, sure, Lisa. So is there anything else? How does it work? Like every week we connect? I'm just asking the process. Hello? Can you hear me, Lisa? Hello? Hello?
Samantha, can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, I just lost. Yeah,
I'm so sorry. There was a terrible connection. I'm so sorry. Go ahead. You were asking me something.
No, how does it work? Like, do we have to meet weekly ones or bi-weekly? Just asking the process.
Yeah, let me explain that. Sure, sure. See, within 6 to 7 working days, I'm going to get back to you with an evaluation on the overall files along with a rough draft of the outline. So that's the first phase, okay? Once we establish that, in every 4 to 5 working days, you'll be receiving drafts from either me or David. Once we send you the draft, we would expect you to review that in detail and get back to us in terms of the revisions on those particular files. Just in case if there are any concerns, queries whatsoever, I'm sure we will need to have weekly sessions at least because the book is about you, about your life. There might be some information that might be needed to extract from you on behalf of the writing team. So that might be possible, weekly sessions, but I will inform you ahead. You know, ahead of time in terms of my schedule and confirm your schedule as well. And then based on that, we can schedule our weekly sessions.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, Lisa. And just to let you know, overall, I have some pictures and other things. Maybe at the end, I would share. Just we have
yes. Yes. Let me explain to you the last phase as well. I explained to you phase one, which is the outline drafting. Mm-hmm. Phase two will be chapter writing, of course. That will be the longest phase because we'll be exchanging graphs, you know, back and forth in every 3 to 4 working days. Phase three, once we have developed all the content for all the chapters, then we will go ahead and format the book according to the publishing standards. And, of course, we will be doing a thorough compliance check. You can say, you can call it proofreading as well. Compliance check is, in other words, it means that we'll be ensuring that there are no grammatical errors, punctuation is all good to go, there are no typos, spelling mistakes, etc. And, of course, formatting is the last phase. Formatting is part of that, part of the last phase. All right, so last phase will be a compliance check and formatting. Three phases, and I'll keep it as simple as that.
Sure. Thank you so much, Lisa. It was a pleasure talking with you.
Likewise, Samantha. I'm so glad. You know, I personally don't feel that you're my client. It more or less feels like I've made a new friend, you know. So I'm glad.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Same here. And, I don't even feel like I'm talking to you for the first time. And I just feel like I want to enjoy doing this project together. Some things like... we won't get this opportunity again, right?
Exactly, exactly. So I'm going to make sure I take care of that particular part for you. I'm going to make this fun and exciting and, of course, a learning process for you. And that is pretty much my motive, to make this book a huge success.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Lisa.
Likewise. Thank you for your time, Samantha. I'm going to let you go now. You take your own time. Maybe you can do it over the weekend. There is no rush.
Yeah,
whenever you're ready.
Yeah.
So you can just submit that in. You have my personal number just in case if you are unable to connect with me. Just drop me a text message. I'm going to tell you upfront, Samantha, I'm a very busy person in this company, so it might be difficult for you to get a hold of me. That's why I'm saying just leave me a text message, okay, before you want to connect.
Okay. And I will not I will not take much of your time unless it's so critical. Otherwise, I will go through patiently through the process.
Yeah. Thank you so much for that, Samantha. And you can reach out to me anytime, okay? Even even outside working hours. That's not a problem.
Okay. Thank you, Lisa. Appreciate
it. No worries.
And have a nice weekend.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.